opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Heroes of the North State.
Welcome to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And today we have an amazing lineup. We are here live in the studio, and we are talking about cool April nights. Now, everyone who has been in our community for any length of time knows what that is. But, you know, like every community, we have new people and we have new things happening. So today, we have Ken Koster. He's the director of the show and shine for Cool April Nights. Welcome, Ken.
Welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then we also have Baron Browning. Now, you may have heard the name, but Baron is the voice of Cool April Nights. Welcome, Baron.
Thanks for having me.
And so, gentlemen, today what I want to do is we want to talk about everything that's going on with Cool April Nights. We've got an hour to do it. And I'm sure we're not going to have enough time to talk about all of it because I'm looking at your schedule of events, and it's amazing. I mean, there's so much. If all you did was breathe, eat, and sleep Cool April Nights, you still need more time. So
I hope everybody does.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about you, Ken. So give us a little of your background, who you are in our community.
Sure. I moved here in 1977. And I was in the veterinarian business as an AHT, an animal health technician. And then I joined a group of guys called, then they started a new company called Skyway. And I got involved with that. We made plastic wheels for bicycles, BMX, freestyle, and then went into wheelchairs. Stayed with that company, bought into it, and became the president and CEO. And then recently sold it in 2017.
Wow.
So I worked for them, the company that bought it, for a little while. Tried to get them to stay in California. They did not want to stay in California, so Skyway is now in Baldwin, Mississippi, and worked for them for a while, and then kind of semi-retired to kind of relax a little bit. I took care of my mom and dad for about 2 years with their illness, and boy, now I'm just playing with my cars. I've got quite a few Camaros, and I love it. I love Cool April Nights.
Oh, fantastic. So we'll come back. We want to learn more about that as well. And then, Baron, so tell us a little bit about yourself and your history and here in the community.
Sure. Thanks for having us, for sure. With Cool April Nights is a super fun time of the year, not only for Reading, but for the entire community. And we have people coming in from everywhere. So it's always a good start to this part of the spring season to have this going on. So I moved here in 2004. I was with Budweiser at the time, and worked with them until 2011. And I have a wife and a daughter and two older sons that don't live in the area, and just enjoy all kinds of different stuff. So in 2011, when separated from Budweiser, I really got involved with the community and started with Anderson Rotary, which is a great segue into just really understanding our community and all the great things that go on in our community. So I'm with Rotary and Kiwanis. I joined Kiwanis. I'm a board member for Salvation Army here in Reading. And wow. I'm in the president of the Anderson Explodes, which is the 3rd of July fireworks. And I'm also the mayor of Anderson this year. And I so love our community. I love the involvement from people like Ken and a bunch of the other volunteers that are with groups like Cool April Night. So I just enjoy all that community involvement. And, you know, I've never lived in a place, and I've lived in a lot of places in my life, but I've never lived in a place like Shasta County where there's so much involvement and so much community support and so many people that belong to so many different organizations, and they're all phenomenal. And yeah, it's just amazing. And then on top of that, I own a couple businesses, an employment agency and a security guard company. So, you know, my time's consumed, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody's, all of these great people spend a lot of their time, like I do and my wife does, enjoying all these different organizations that we get involved with. But the greatest thing about all of that, when you get involved with the community, is getting to know people like Ken.
Yeah.
And those people that are just so involved with the community that you just make these long lasting great relationships. And just to get to enjoy people. And really, when you enjoy people, you're enjoying life.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well said, Baron. So just to give our listeners, if you're just now tuning in for the first time, a little bit of a background of Heroes of the North State. So I'm Michelle Slade, and I have My Umbrella Marketing. And during the car fire, when so many people were doing so many different things to rise above and just make a difference in the lives of those who were fire victims and who were affected. I remember one night just sitting at home thinking, there's got to be something that we can do to just shine a light on these people, because they're not being asked to take strangers in their home. They're volunteering. They were adopting pets. They were giving food to just random strangers in the community who were in need. We had businesses that were just rising above and making a difference. We had community members gathering furniture and clothing and giving it out to all the families who were in need. And then we had those people who couldn't get back into their homes. Their homes weren't actually burned from the fire, but they couldn't get in to take care of it. And so we had community members who were able to help in that process as well. So one day I went, hey, we need to shine a light on them. And I came to Carl and Linda because I had this idea. Maybe we could just do this through a radio venue. So I talked to Carl and Linda. They loved the idea here at the station. And then that birthed Heroes of the North State. So our goal is to be able to shine a light on those individuals who are making a difference in our community, not because they have to or they're told to, simply because it's the right thing to do. So then I meet Baron, and through Baron and a lot of other sources, I have met a lot of amazing, wonderful people. And Ken, now we get to add you to the list today. So thank you for being on our show. We're going to talk about Cool April Nights and what it really does to make a difference in our community and the people that actually volumes of volunteers that it takes to make it happen. So Ken, your position, just correct me if I'm wrong, is it a volunteer position or a paid position?
Nobody's paid, all volunteer.
Do you happen to know, like randomly, how many people does it take to pull this together?
Well, it's 14 board members, and we work year-round to make sure we have one of the best shows anywhere.
Yeah.
And we have up in the words of 400 volunteers, and it takes a lot to put this show on, believe me.
So then how do you organize? I used to be in charge of massive volunteers like that. And so what does it take to organize that? Does each board member have its own responsibility? So, for example, you're the director of Show and Shine. Do you manage your own volunteers, or do you have a volunteer coordinator?
No, every board member has their own volunteers. They expect X amount of people to help them, and normally we get it. I mean, we give them all a nice T-shirt. In fact, the T-shirt's drawn by kids, local schools.
Nice.
And we go through stacks of drawings that kids have hand-drawn these cars.
Yeah.
And it's hard to pick one out of hundreds, and we did pick one. It was great. And we just have, everybody has an amount of volunteers they need to run the show, especially on Saturday at the Civic Auditorium, the big show.
Right, right. Okay, so without focusing too much on the past, because we're all about moving forward to the future, but we did have some cancellations with COVID. And so let's talk a little bit about either of you gentlemen. Talk about the funding. So when you we bring Cool April Nights into our community, how does that funding go back into the community? Where does it go? I'm putting you both on the spot.
Well, what we do is any excess funds that we have after the show,
mm-hmm.
we have a list of people we go through. We have received letters from people to say, hey, this is what we can use X amount of dollars for schools or whatever. It all goes to kids' programs.
Okay.
And one of the greatest things is when the dust is all settled and we figure out how much money we can start writing, cutting checks for,
yes.
it's a great day. We love it. And we give a lot, we get everything back to the kids' programs in Reading, in Shasta County.
So each year, looks like we got 1 minute already. See how fast that goes?
Yeah.
I want to talk more about that when we come back, because I think that's really where it's definitely making a difference. You're entertaining us, no, you know, we can't deny that. But how the money is used moving forward until it's time to have the next Cool sure. April Nights, that's pretty impressive. So sure. we'll be right back. I'm Michelle Slade. You are listening to Heroes of the North State on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable all night. Plus, it's temperature balancing so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the most popular Sleep Number 360 smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Heroes of the North State.
Well, Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Ken Koster. He's the director of the show and Shine for Cool April Nights. And then along with him, we have Baron Browning, and he is the voice of Cool April Nights. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So when we left the show just a moment ago, we were talking with Ken about the funding and how it's poured back into the community. Ken was sharing with us that it's given back to children's fundraising needs.
Yes,
that's
true. You
can probably say that better than I can.
Yes, all the kids programs, and we have quite a few of them. We have the Boy Scouts. I could give you the whole list, but Pacheco Prairie School, Turtle Bay, Cheer Valley, Camp Hope, Children's First Foster. We just give those back. And it's, like I said, it's so much fun to write those checks and then send them out. In 2019, we wrote $43,000 worth of checks. We were just shy of giving $1 million back to the community over the years of Cool April Nights. We should reach that this year.
We will.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Do you set the year out with a goal of, okay, we want to raise after expenses X amount of dollars, or you're just focusing on putting it out there and as much as you can get, you can get? How
exactly.
Does that work?
Yeah. And we have a lot of sponsors, great sponsors, and we'll start promoting 2023. Maybe a month after 2022 is over, give ourselves a break.
Because
we all have worked extremely hard. The board members are just really cool people to work with. And I mean, KOOL, really cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
Good. Pun intended.
Exactly.
So Ken and, jump right in, Baron, if you have something to add to this, but unless I'm just not understanding, because we didn't have Cool April Nights for a couple of years, and on an average you're giving $40,000, let's say, we're about $80,000 that nonprofits haven't received in our community from Cool April Nights in the last 2 years.
That's true.
So,
yeah. And the kids were some of our hardest hit in these last couple of years, having to stay home and not being around their friends, and some of our kids' programs were probably the most devastated, and our kids were definitely the most devastated.
Yeah, absolutely. I could definitely see that need. And you know what? We have very savvy listeners also, so I know they can too. So why don't we just say our goal is $120,000 minimum this year, and as a community, we can make that happen. We just have to spread the word.
Absolutely, and we're doing everything we can.
Yes.
And you know, people like to look at cars. I traveled the world when I was with Skyway, and even in Europe and Australia, cars are just something that attract people. And that's why we want to do all these show and shines. We want to just keep the car community happy too, because kids have a great knowledge of cars. I love going to high schools and they look in my 69 Camaro and see the chrome crank.
Yes.
That roll, and they ask what that is, and I roll the window, and they are, like, astonished. They cannot believe it. And if your speedometer says 160, 160 mm-hmm. miles, they think that car goes 160 miles per hour. So it's just fun to talk to them. And, you know, the show and shines, I liked what Anderson River Park did. The first year you guys had your show and shine was 2019.
That's correct.
And I thought it would be big, but it was big. It was a great show. And they had a little deal where all the kids went on a hunt and to find a wooden steering wheel or a car with the stripe. So they got the kids involved,
nice.
And it was fantastic. It was really
good. Well, it was just really good because it allowed those kids to then go talk to the car owners to really understand cars and what they do. And I think we even had a special engine that we'd put on there for them to go find. It really allowed them to understand really what they were looking at.
Yeah. Interactive and fun.
Yeah, very much interactive. And then they got prizes at the end for getting it all complete, but they learned a ton in the process.
Well,
yeah, it was great. I mean, kids would come up to me, you had a rumble seat on your list.
Yes.
And try to explain a rumble seat to a 10-year-old. It's like, well, it's a back seat that's in the trunk of a car. Mommy said, don't go in the trunk. Well, I know, but you, well, never mind. We have candy in the trunk. It was a great idea and a really good thing for the kids. And that year we had, our theme was new generations, all generations,
mm-hmm.
because we don't only want to cater to to car people, I mean, to the guys that have cars, girls that have cars, but to the kids to say, wow, I want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our next generation, right? At the end of the day, it's really about educating our next generation.
Exactly.
How great it can be to own a car, a classic car. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what I like it, like I'm not a person that has one of my own, although I love them.
Why
I love
not?
Classic cars. I don't,
okay.
You know, I don't know,
all
but
right.
I do love them. So I'm that part of the audience that comes once a year because I want to watch them in the parade. I want to go and do the show and shines and walk around and I'll ask the questions. And then I think, you know, I want to buy one, but I don't know how to work on them, you know, stuff like that. So I'm that person. But then we have you, Ken, who you have how many you just said before we went on live?
Just three.
Okay, yeah. So you have three. So do you actually work on them yourself?
Love it. I put them in my garage. I have a pretty big garage and turn the stereo up and just have a good time working on it. I'm working on the 69 right now, in fact.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Okay, so we have a whole line. I like it. The schedule is crazy. First of all, the dates for Cool April Nights. You want to go over that with us? Give us some details?
Sure. Obviously, we kick off the 22nd of April and goes through May 1st. And we have a lot of scheduled events. Go on coolaprilnights.com, and that's KOOLAPRILNITES.com. And you can go on schedule events and get all the information there. Print it, put it on your, download it to your phone or whatever. A lot of people do. They carry it in their car and they go, I want to go to this show. I want to go to this show and stuff like that. So we kick it off on April 22nd right here in downtown Reading. Viva Downtown and ION are putting that on, and that is going to be a special show. It's kind of a pre Cool April Nights show, and then it just explodes from there, from Saturday the 23rd with Lithia, who's one of our major sponsors, and they are, if you haven't seen the engine they're giving away, you might want to buy that engine. I'll put that engine in any of my cars, and it's great. It's at Lithia Chevrolet now, but we will be bringing that to several show and shines.
Yeah.
So you could buy tickets to try to win the engine.
And how much are the tickets, Ken?
Tickets are $10.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You can win an engine for $10.
$10. That's crazy.
I want that engine, but I don't know if I can win it, though.
Probably not.
Can I give you $10?
No, I probably can't win it either.
So is this, yeah, there you go. No, wait a minute. How's that work?
Exactly.
So the Lithia, just so I understand, it's only for that particular show and shine, so you have to go to that one, or is it for the entire?
No, it's for
Cool
every,
April Nights.
It's entirely for Cool April Nights, and then we'll do the engine drawing on Sunday.
Sunday of the big show, there'll be a drawing, and I'll be announcing the winner that day.
For $10.
Yep, and they can buy all day starting now at Lithia, but all the way through all the show and shines and leading up through Saturday and Sunday of the big show until we draw it, at noon on, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so 11:50 to 11:55.
I was pretty close.
Yeah, you're really close.
Very good.
For not having the schedule in front of me, right?
Right, exactly.
We'll make that.
And then, do you have to be present to win?
No, not last year, or on 2019, the gentleman was not present. Took him a couple of months to come and get the engine, so I told him, now I've got it in my car, so you'll have to pull it out of my car.
Hey, Ken, what's the value of that engine? And what exactly is the engine?
It's a ZZ6 engine, 350, 420 horsepower. It's a powerful, powerful machine.
And it's $8,000.
And it's $8,000.
Wow. And you can win it for $10.
Yeah. I know. That's crazy. Includes air cleaner and wires.
Yeah, that's spark plug wires.
Okay. I'm reading on the list. I'm not a girl that knows a lot about the technical parts of
an
engine.
Doing good.
I just know that they're pretty.
Do it
the
good.
Cars are nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Soft leather. I like the colors. I look at them all from that perspective. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
So if I win the engine, then I only have to buy a classic car to put it in.
No, you've got one. I could put it in my car and then
and I could just drive
Aaron,
it.
I think you're missing the point.
Yeah.
He keeps telling me.
Yeah.
Right.
So this schedule goes, I mean, we couldn't possibly talk about all of them, but just to give you an idea, everyone who's tuning in, every day has 4 to 5 different show and shines on that particular day at different times of the day. So you literally could just fill up your entire week and just go and look at all these different cars.
I do. I take a different car every day. Yeah. I love it. I mean, I just go and see the people because I I talked with them on putting the show together.
Right.
And then I went and dropped off posters and everything else to them, and they are, everyone I've talked to is so excited that we're back.
Yeah.
I mean, it,
yeah.
And then everybody asked, is there going to be a cruise? That's probably the number one question. Yes, it is. Yes, we are. Friday, the 29th.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And
I think we've had at least the time I've been in it. We have more show and shines going on than I've ever been involved with.
I mean, you're welcome.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Good job, Ken.
Yeah.
So you're the right director for that position.
That's right. When I first started, we had the cruise right here in downtown Reading when Cool April Nights first started, and then we moved it to Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
But they let just about anybody cruise, and it was kind of like a regular cruise, a Saturday night cruise. But I had a vet, and I put it in here, and I had a great time, and I was hooked on Cool April Nights.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to take another break. It's just going by so quickly. We will be right back. You're listening to Heroes of the North State, and we're talking about Cool April Nights, if you haven't caught that yet. And we've got Ken Costner here. He's the director of the show and shines, and we've got Baron Browning, and he's the voice of Cool April Nights. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions. Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Heroes of the North State.
Welcome back to the show. We are learning about everything that's Cool April Nights. So it's exciting to be here. I'm Michelle Slade, and we have a couple of gentlemen. We've got Ken Costner and Baron Browning here with us tonight. We're talking about all the different show and shines, Cool April Nights. So, gentlemen, when we left and went to the break, we were just getting into, you know, the list, how it goes on, and we were talking a little bit about that, but why don't we go ahead, Ken, jump right in and tell us, I know there's a list of different things, you know the ones you really want to highlight, so why don't we talk more about that?
Yeah, they're all highlighted, but there's some that have been around forever, some of the new ones like Anderson River Park, mm-hmm. which I remember going to the pump track and meeting Jeff, and I said, hey, I'm Cool April Nights, and I'd like to put a car show here, because what a beautiful place to have a car show. So that one's always successful. Lithia
nice.
Chevrolet, the engine will be there. They always put on a good show mm-hmm. at their dealership.
You know, I've been to that one, and if they're going to do it the way they've done it in the past, there's great food, music.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they've got a libations booth, and
yeah.
It's just a lot of fun.
And it's actually put on by Anderson Community Economic Development, which is our economic development side, which is a total nonprofit separate from the city. And that's the same group that is bringing in all the great businesses in the city of Anderson right at this point.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, thank you, Baron.
Nice.
Welcome.
Yeah. It is a fun place to go and bring your car. You're parking on grass. I mean, how cool is that?
And really when we were doing it was just making it different from anything else, making it interactive, making it family friendly. We've got all kinds of activities. Parks and Recs comes out from the city and they do activities with the kids, including the hunt that he's talking about. We have the hunt every year, but we change it. So yeah. Even if the kid came last year, now we're having him look for something different.
Yeah.
This year. So then he has to go out and talk to all the car owners again to figure out what to piece the puzzle to and really talking with Ken and other staff that have classic cars on what to really put in there to make it really difficult for them. So they have to go study it makes it a little more difficult to look it up online, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You have to actually really look for that fine detail.
Yeah. And depending on the weather that day, there'll be the splash pad is right near there. So, you know, families can go back and forth between there and the splash pad. So it's just a lot of fun. A fun time to have out at Anderson River Park, which is one of the most beautiful parks we have in Shasta County, I might add.
I agree. Baron, everything that you're involved in always has that level of family fun, that interactive part. So I'm so glad that you're here. I think that that's amazing what you bring to our community and the people that you associate yourself with.
Family is the most important piece to any city or any community because that's really your not only your family aspect but your next generation and keeping them involved with your community on a larger level so they can come and go. And I told my daughter this a long time ago. I want you to grow up and look back and go, I lived in an amazing place.
Exactly. Yeah.
It is amazing.
Agreed. It is.
Agreed.
And it's funny, on the cruise, kids will come out and just do this. They know what this is. They know to spin your wheels, to burn out. And you just have to, you want to do it so bad, but you can't.
Yes.
They want you to do it really bad.
It's like the semi-truck. Every kid knows when you do this, they'll
have it. Yes, exactly.
When you do this, they're going to spin the wheels.
Yeah,
they know.
I grew up doing both of those things. Right. So, and you know, when we were on the break, we were talking with our producer, Jared, and we were talking about how we can't believe kids don't know the crank, you know, how to roll down the window with the knob.
That was absolutely
and I'm like, that
true.
Was me. It was like, and you were lucky if you had one that was well oiled or greased.
Yeah, because everybody presses the button now. Uh-huh. You know, then they wonder where the screen is, and it's in the windshield. Yeah. I don't know.
Can you imagine if they didn't have air conditioning?
Oh my gosh. Oh,
we didn't have air conditioning.
We didn't have it.
You had the crank on the window.
Well, it's funny.
That was your air conditioning.
Yeah. When I did roll the window down, I said, "That's also air conditioning." You know how you put your dog out?
Uh-huh.
Our ears flap. We look pretty bad.
Yeah. So true. So true. But anyways,
one thing,
Ken, go ahead.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to mention after.
This is so cool. I've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, and after Anderson River Park and before Big League Dreams, which is a good show, because you drive right by it, we're asking that people go through and cruise slowly through the Reading Veterans Home.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking to Mark there, and I think, I know I went through there a couple of times during the pandemic, and they were out there just, thumbs up, and
that's wonderful.
They know cars, you know, they know cars. So we want to make sure everybody's doing that, and maybe we could get you guys to announce it at Anderson River Park.
Absolutely, we will. Yeah.
And then, one of the longest show and shine on this page is Kent's Meet.
Yep.
On airport.
Yeah.
Kent and his staff have always done it, and they get 250, 300 cars in that little area and give, you know, sandwiches to everybody that put a car in, and then it's just a great time. How he gets all the cars in there, I don't know, but
I don't either.
It's fun.
And talking about a family like Kent's,
that
have been doing this forever. They are constantly giving back to the community and the different organizations, the same way Cool April Nights does, constantly doing raffle baskets and giving out donations to all the different organizations. And I, you know, you, as a business owner myself, you know how many times that you get knocked on your door for something to do. Well, imagine being Kent and the amount that he does. And so we definitely appreciate him from not only a Cool April Night standpoint, but from a community standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
True. They're outstanding, him and Kathy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we have Wind River after that. They're a major sponsor. I don't know if you've ever been to that one, but that's a really good one. Hop into the casino and do whatever you want to do with that. And then a new one who was set up for 2020 was Colts 45.
Right.
At the Tiger Field.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Bassetti was so excited, and then, that was a hard, tough call to make.
Tough one.
But he's doing it again, and he's having a band, and he's going to park them on the infield, and he's it's going to be a good
wow,
one too.
Wow, that's going to be amazing.
And then Dude's Drive-In is new mm-hmm. for this year.
Good.
Which I've asked them time and time again because what a
that's
great
a
place.
Perfect location
exactly,
for that.
Exactly. Willow Springs is new. Memory Care.
Fantastic.
Kubler's Furniture has been around for a long time. Shasta Center. They have a great show and shine. New this year is Simpson University.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, they're going to
get the college kids involved, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
I mean, that's where it starts, right? That's
betcha.
What we talked
yeah.
about.
And they're going to get that good paying job and be able to buy that car.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
And then give back by volunteering.
That's yeah. right.
the kids say, that's such an old car. How much is it? How much can I buy it for? $100,000? They look at dad and mom, and dad are like...
Okay, I just realized why I never owned a classic car.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's and horses or a boat.
Yeah.
I mean, those three things are just money pits.
Yeah.
Well, you could buy the classic car, but to keep it going, it's about $100,000.
Yeah.
So I've had my father had a few nice older cars that back then they were the older car that you sold.
Sure.
That are now the classic car.
You know, that's true. I sit behind my car I go to a lot of shows,
mm-hmm.
and time and time again, I used to have one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd have never sold it. Well, we all said that. I wish I had the cars I had in high school.
Right.
But we didn't know. No one
knew.
No one knew.
I think now they know if you look at Mecum Auction and Barrett Jackson.
Except for my Ford Pinto wagon, but that's
a
different day.
Hey, I had a Pinto.
Time out. Station wagons are hot.
They are.
Right now, I'm
Gremlin.
Telling you.
Are they really?
Yeah. Yes, I'm
all
telling you.
All the first
you.
Cars.
I probably wouldn't buy that car again.
No. And another new one is Pete's Restaurant and Brew House. They're kind of they're excited about having it. And,
fantastic.
Paint Mart and Interstate Batteries. They formed together. They always put on a good show. Reading Drag Strip, which is now a new owner. It's Reading Motorsports.
Yes.
Met the new owner. Great guy, Tony Trimp. He's done it. Have you been out? If you haven't been out to the drags, go out there. They resurfaced everything, and they've got a really
good for them.
They're really building a complex, and they love the kids programs.
Fantastic.
They love it.
So you know, just to reiterate, that's really a good point. The money, just everyone, if you're just tuning in, the money that Cool April Nights raises, can tell us again what it goes back for.
All kids. I mean, we do a lot of donations to the kids programs. I named a few a little bit ago, but there's also CHP Explorers. There's Enterprise Junior Hornets. There's the YMCA, the Shasta Junior Wolves, Girls Inc., Central Valley Youth Falcons. I mean, just, and I'm sure there's going to be more this year because I know personally I have several letters from people that, you know, are asking for donations for building up what they're starting.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep adding to that. And again, it's an exciting time for us to release those checks.
So then if a group wants to be considered, what do they need to do?
Send us a letter, get us a letter. And explain why and what you do and what you'll use the money for, and we read every one of them.
Okay.
Trust us.
Is it too late for this year? Should they be considering next year?
Nope.
Okay.
Do
good.
It for this
all
year
right.
still.
And they can find that information on CoolAprilNights.com.
Yeah, you can see our address and everything else. Good idea.
Yeah.
K-O-O-L.
K-O-O-L.
That's right.
Because it's too cool.
Yeah,
it's
really cool.
That's right.
Cool. I find myself when I'm texting and writing cool, I'll put K-O-O-L.
Exactly.
Especially this time.
Just by habit.
Right.
Yeah.
Just by habit.
Fantastic. Okay, so then the list goes, that was just everyone, that was just the first page. So it goes on and on and on. And you're feel free to highlight others if you'd like. We are going to go to a break, though.
Okay. So we'll do it after the break.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about how you can get involved and how you can support Cool April Nights. Because remember, when you're supporting Cool April Nights, you're supporting the children in our community. So we will be right back.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey folks, you're listening to KCNR Radio. We're right here in the heart of downtown Reading, your locally owned radio station on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Heroes of the North State.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and here live in the studio with me is Ken Costner. He's the director of the Show and Shines for Cool April Nights. And then along with him is Baron Browning, and he is the voice of Cool April Nights. So, Baron, I've been introducing you as the voice. What does that mean?
Cool April Nights.
There you go.
So, I do, Deb and I do all of the commercials leading up, and so what'll happen is every day, We cut segments that will be on the radio stations that really tells the audience and, mm-hmm. and the listeners what shows are out there today and what times they are.
Okay, perfect.
So that really leads into that. And then the Saturday and Sunday, which is April 30th and May 1st.
Yes.
That's the really big show.
Really big show.
So what we have is all those cars, whether you thought you got to see them or not, through the show and shines, they'll all be there on Saturday and Sunday. The great thing about all of that is then you have all of your vendors there. You have another chance to, if you weren't able to, you can go and buy the $10 tickets for the engine. Plus we have this amazing super duper sized raffle. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. it's extraordinarily big, and all of that money goes back into the kids as well. So we have almost every business in Shasta County that have donated something. And so there's literally raffle baskets everywhere, and you have this opportunity to put your name into whatever raffle, you know, once you buy your tickets, to put your ticket into whatever basket that you like the most. I know there's guns going on in there, too.
There is.
So you have an opportunity to win some guns, all kinds of amazing restaurants, all kinds of other packages. Nice. Typically we have Shasta Caverns donates a basket, so you have a chance to win that type of stuff. I mean, everybody under the sun has donated to this, and last time there was 80? Am I hitting the number right? Baskets? Or raffle?
Oh, at least. Rhonda handles that for
Rhonda
us.
Hansen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
At the Raffle City. She yes. does a fantastic job, and that's going on Saturday, 8 to 3. Check the Raffle City out, because there's a lot of cool items.
And you win okay. all day long. So yeah. even if you got there later in the day,
right.
there's still 50% left, and they just keep calling the numbers all day long. About every 30 minutes, they draw a few all okay. day long. So it's literally amazing. And then just all the crazy and amazing vendors that are there.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of food that's available. If you go on the top deck, you can go and listen to some, classic music,
nice.
Really car show style music that's being played by several different bands, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and DJ Jake Easy, local yeah. guy, he is going to be spinning the classics.
Oh, fantastic.
All day.
Now, we're talking at the Civic Auditorium.
At the Civic Auditorium.
At the Reading Civic Auditorium.
April 30th and May 1st.
Yeah, and all the cars you saw on the cruise, all the cars you saw at the show and shine, you could look at them close and personal. It's going to be fun.
So
the great thing
here,
is,
oh,
if
ahead.
You get, like, sucked in,
yes,
there will be cars for sale there as well.
Yes.
At the big show.
Oh, really?
Super big show.
Well, that's on Monday. That's on Saturday. Sunday, May 1st.
That's on Sunday. Yeah, if you come back Sunday, you have an opportunity to purchase some of the cars that are for sale.
Yeah, the Car Corral.
I
didn't realize this until just recently, that in 2019, about 75-80% of the cars sold.
Yes.
So wow. that's pretty
great
good. And there's
the
some nice cars out there. I almost bought one 4 years ago.
And there was a Ford Pinto there.
Yes, yeah. There
sold.
You go.
Wasn't it the red one?
It was.
The
red one.
With the racing stripes.
Yes.
I thought
yeah.
that was
yeah.
iconic.
Hey,
yeah.
my Ford Pinto was a nice brown. It was just brown.
Nice.
I called it crap brown.
Yeah, but it really was.
It was crap brown.
Was
remember when they put the, remember when they had the bumper sticker? It said flammable on the back of
yeah.
it. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, it's a true statement, because that's yeah. pretty much how I lost it.
I was a step above. My first new car was a Vega, so I was a step
above.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
You lived on the other side of the tracks, though.
Yeah.
Where you check the gas and change the oil
yeah.
and no. Yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the days where you really had to start. Your parents were like, no, drive this for a while,
yeah.
then we'll see.
That's how I yeah. learned how to work on cars. I owned a Vega.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm looking at this April 30th, and you've got the Asphalt Cowboys coming and doing a pancake breakfast.
Yeah, they always do such a great job.
I love the smell yeah. of that. It just reminds me
and
of
it's
camping.
It's still $5.
I know.
$5
I mean,
bucks?
With the cost of food going up
yeah.
and everything, I'm just, that's...
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
That's wonderful.
Another great community organization that we talked about at the beginning that just
yeah.
continually gives back.
Constantly.
True.
You're
yeah.
right. And they are a true unsung hero. I need to have those guys come in because they oftentimes are supporting when you don't even know it. They're
absolutely.
Behind the
yeah.
scenes, very quietly giving, yeah. Because they don't need the limelight. They just want to help.
Well, it's very much like Cuerpo Nights. Unless you were listening to the show, you had no idea that they gave $40,000 to $50,000 a year away back to kids' organizations.
Yeah, so I knew it went back in the community. I had no idea it was that much.
And so many think we get paid.
Yeah,
man,
it's a misconception.
Somebody got paid. I didn't. But no,
I understand.
No one gets paid. I mean, the 14 of us on the board, we're great board members. We really get along. We're a great team. And then the amount of volunteers we work with, it's just, it's phenomenal.
It's kind of like being the mayor. You still get zero.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand
right,
that.
So tell me, or remind me, maybe we've already talked about this. What is the ticket cost to get into the big show?
On the day, $10, but go to Napa and you get it for $8, and they sell all access wristbands and everything. So go to Napa
Auto. All Napa Auto Parts stores. You can either go in and get the day ticket for Saturday and Sunday at $8, or you can go buy, which is even a better deal, the All Access Pass, and that gets you every night of the car show.
Yes.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's a concert at the Civic,
okay.
And that all-access $25 pass gets you into all of those. So you're not paying $10 each day,
true,
which is now $40, right?
Right,
you're just
right.
paying $25, and you get into all of that.
Yeah, fantastic.
And
okay, and
first time
kids,
we're doing that is this year. We just started that this year.
So you can do that at the Napas or the day of the first. What's the weekend pass? Is that the same?
That's
the
$10.
Okay.
That's $10, okay. Or you're going to pay $10 to get into the concert that night. It's better if you go to Napa now or before we start.
Yes.
Through that week and get a $25
all access.
Yeah. So what about children? Is it the same price? How's that work? Do you know?
Good question.
Our website, coolaprilnights.com.
Yeah.
We're looking it up. Baron, good job. So, you know, we know it's a family-friendly event. It's a stroller-friendly event, I believe. So if you've got little ones, I've seen them there myself anyways.
Yeah.
Plenty of restrooms, plenty of places to get out of the sun. So I encourage the family to come on down and support, because when you do, you're supporting our local community and the children who live in it. And, gosh, $43,000 is what they were able to give back in 2019. And then over the last couple of years, not able to because of COVID, but now we're back. We're strong. Our community is really turning out for events right now, and I have no reason to think this is going to be any different, Ken.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody is so excited about Cool April Nights being back.
So talk a little bit about the awards presentation, because I know we're going to have to – our show's coming to a close fairly soon. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, you know, we've got this going on from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. What are the awards for the cars?
Yes, we'll have judges out judging cars. And I'm going to blow this last name. I know it, but John DiAgostino.
Okay.
He's famous he's won all kinds of awards for designing and building cars, lead sleds, everything. He'll be here to hand out the awards, so that's going to be cool.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But that's for everybody. We have I think 50 or 60 different divisions, and we give trophies out for each one of those. And then on Sunday, we have the winner of a champion circle.
Yeah.
Everybody who won. And then at the end, they'll drive out through a special exit, and everybody can stand there and look at each car that won an award.
Oh, fantastic. So now, is that at the end? What time frame is that? Is that around the noontime, or is that at the end of the day?
That's at the end of the day. It's 12 to 1.
Okay.
And then pretty much after 1 o'clock is over on Sunday, May 1st.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Well, you know, I'm just mesmerized. I'm amazed by how many volunteers it takes to put on this
400.
Cause. 400.
Yeah, 400, yeah.
14 board members, 12 months out of the year. So that means the second this event is over, we're starting next year.
We'll start 2023.
Is it too late to get on the Show and Shine list for this year, or do you have a wait list for next year or a wish list for next year?
Normally, I contact everybody and say, do you want back next year? And 99% of them will say yes.
Okay.
There is still, not for this year. This year, the program's done.
Yes.
Everything's done to fit in. You're on your own. But next year, start getting a hold of me.
So we've only got about a minute left. Gentlemen, how about volunteerism? How do they get involved for this year?
Contact us on the website.
CoolAprilNights.com, K-O-L, AprilKnights.com.
And yeah. Knights is N-I-T.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Ken, for
coming. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful interview. Thank you, Baron, as always. Wonderful. Introducing me to some amazing people. And, gentlemen, we wish you the best of success. We know it's going to come because when Cool April Night succeeds, our community succeeds at large and our children are better for it. I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. Have a great rest of your month, and we'll see you next month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
You know, it can be difficult to find